Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the Improv in Washington, D.C. It's Wednesday, May 17th. This episode won't come out until Monday, but so it'll be a little like you're in a time machine back a few days to May 17th, 2023. And as you can see... That's not the right line for what I'm about to say. I skipped ahead, no need to go back. It's time for everybody's favorite part of the show, and that's Doug Plugs.
Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs.
I told you people love it. Doug Loves Movies is back at Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. on Sunday, June 4th at 4:20. And Doug Loves Movies returns to Seattle on Sunday, July 9th at 4:20 at Ever After at the famous rock and roll club, The Croc. For all of my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
I think that was right. Yeah, good job, everybody. Oh, shit. I'm telling you, the weed in D.C. is good. I'm ready to have a fun time. As you can see, there are three guest chairs up here, but guess what? Yeah, I only booked two guests for the show tonight, and that means that the third seat is going to be filled by an audience member who is willing and not drunk. And one of the people I'd like to bring up here is a, I guess he's sort of a Doug Loves Movies I don't know if you call him legacy because his son has been on the program a few times, but basically at a show in San Diego a while back, a young man charmed us all. His name is David Sanborn. And he not only won when he came up out of the audience to compete to become the third guest, then he won the whole game, and he's been on the show since in person and via Zoom. I think he's been on like 3 times. And he hits me up and says, hey, my dad's in D.C. He's coming to the show. Would you mind, you know, giving him a shout out? And I was like, oh, that's sweet. I'd love to do that. But you know what? Let's go one further and bring him up on stage and make the father of that amazing trivia player, the one he got that from, bring him up to the stage. So where are you, Marty? Marty? It's Marty Sanborn, everybody. Here, sit in the seat closest to me, Marty. Look at you. Yeah, what's this name tag thing you have on here? Talk into your microphone.
It is Martin instead of Martian, the movie.
That's pretty clever. But you go by Marty?
Yeah. As
and what's on the shirt? Marty?
Marty, whatever you do, don't go to 2020.
Oh, don't go to 2020.
Yeah.
You know, that joke should have landed better, but I could see the shirt. I kind of, you know, I could see what's going on there. It's a DeLorean, and yeah, it's just a warning to Marty McFly to not go to 2020, which makes sense, but, you know, he could probably just fuel up and leave again once he saw what a mess 2020 was. But so you live here in D.C., and you listen to the show. Do you listen to the show because your son was on it, or were you already aware of it?
I was aware of you, but not the show.
Okay. And then he called you up one day and was like, guess what? I was on Doug Benson's podcast. He pulled me out of the audience like he told you all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you say one day I'll show everybody, and I'm going to go on there and do even better?
No.
Yeah. How do you think you'll fare compared to your son, David? And then I have a follow-up question.
He's much funnier than me.
We're not here for laughs, Marty. Your shirt has already proven that. We are here.
He bought me the shirt.
He bought it for you. He set you up. Hey, Dad, wear this shirt. It'll kill. But that was my follow-up question, though. When you named your child David, were you aware of the musician named David Sanborn?
Growing up, people would ask me, am I related to David Sanborn? And I always had to say no, but now I say yes.
Oh, my God, what a fucked up reason.
That's a true story.
Also, you would do very well in a Martin Leonard Maltin look-alike contest.
Not Roger Ebert.
Martin. You're Marty Martin. No, Roger Ebert. That's, you mean like dead Roger Ebert?
Either one.
Yeah. But thank you for participating in this. You have to earn your seat in the show today by competing against 2 audience members. So raise your sign up if you would like to be a contestant on stage tonight. Just raise up your sign because some people are shy. They don't want to mess with it. What your sign is I Heart Huckabees?
Yeah.
And it's got like all the people... A lot of people that have been on the show,
yes.
Or people you speculate might be on the show tonight.
Yes.
Very clever. And is I Heart Huckabees, what'd you change?
I Heart Huckabobbies.
I Heart Huckabobbies? Some of these are so brutal. It's funny, this one is Everything Everywhere Eric all at once. But just the other day in Denver, some guy was just like, every Eric, everywhere Eric. Like he just threw in too many Erics and it... didn't make any fucking sense at all. But yours is also lighting up. That's amazing. And then we got a back... Are you holding up your Back to the Future sign?
Yep.
Yeah, what's that say on it?
Zach to the Future.
Zach to the Future. See, now, everybody, it's that simple. Where's Derek that I saw on the internet? Yeah, there he is over there. He took the movie Air, the Ben Affleck movie, and he put a D in front of it with a post-it note and then another one with an EK at the end for Derek. And when he showed me that on Twitter, I retweeted it immediately because that is some amazing work that you've done over there. All right, is that everybody that wants to be considered? No ladies? I always want ladies to play, but, you know, if you don't want to. Yeah, over there with the... That's a Back to the Future thing, too, right? Oh, Buckaroo Banzai. All right.
Rebecca
Brew Banzai. I love that. All right. You don't have to bring the sign up, but come on up here. Yeah. I think so. And then Zach to the Future, come on up, because that's a funny coincidence that... Hey, friendly handshake before some intense competition. So you're Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. You can use your microphone voice.
Hello.
Thank you. And Zach is over there. We'll get to know whoever wins a little better. We don't need to get to know you too well at this point. You know, I don't want anybody to be sad because two of you do have to be eliminated at this time. And to do it, we're going to play a round of Last Person Standing. Now, it's not super Last Person Standing. It's just going to be one actor or actress's name. And you can start it off here, Marty. And then we'll go to Rebecca and then to Zach. And then just around until, if you can't think of one, you're out. You don't have a lifeline or anything. It's just whoever lasts the longest. And it's the films of Meryl Streep. There's a lot of them. So we also have to go quickly and see who burns out first. Marty?
River Wild.
Very good.
The Rebecca. Devil Wears Prada?
Uh-huh.
Into the Woods?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Marty's already in trouble. The party's about to end for Marty. You got another Meryl Streep in you.
I'm sure I do.
Yeah. Just think about that actress that looks different every time. She's a real chameleon. Maybe that's
Queen
why.
Elizabeth?
A movie called Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah.
No. No. I mean, she has played... I'm not going to say because I don't want to spoil it for the rest. Well, I don't know. Should we get... No. It's called The Iron Lady, right? Where she
Isn't
played the queen.
Thatcher? No. It's Margaret Thatcher.
That's Thatcher? Yeah, so you're way wrong. You're as wrong as can be. But thank you for coming up, Marty. It was so nice to meet you. Tell David that you won. Because he's not going to hear it till Monday. So just tell him you got up here and you won the whole thing. And everybody loves you. Rebecca?
August Osage County.
Mm-hmm.
Julie and Julia.
Oh man, this is going to be intense. You know your streeps. You're on a winning streep.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, Papa Pia.
Mamma Mia 2.
Here we go again. Come on, Rebecca. You got this. I know, isn't it? It's tough.
It's tough, yeah.
It's tough. Fair. There's lots to choose from, but
mm-hmm.
It's hard. The pressure.
She was in it. Oh.
Yeah, what was that one where she was like, she's like,
the one that she was in with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, nobody help everybody. don't help. Because a lot of people know what movie you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough. It's confusing. It's complicated. But thank you for playing, Rebecca. You got one more to show off, Zach?
I'm trying to think of the one she was thinking of.
I just said it.
Oh, the band, the one where she was in the band?
Oh, no, the Alec Baldwin wasn't
right,
in that.
It's complicated, the one with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, that's what she was talking about.
Oh.
She didn't, Baldwin does sound like band, though.
Yeah, I was out. I didn't have any more after that.
Yeah, the band was Ricky and the Flash.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, what a horrible name for a band. Okay, so congratulations, Zach. What's your last name, Zach?
Trupp.
How do you...
Not Trump.
Yeah, what is it?
Trupp.
Okay. I got to really make sure I pronounce this right.
Please do.
Is it T-R-U-P-P?
That is correct.
Ah, I like to guess how things are spelled. All right, Zach Trupp, let's get your co-competitors out here. Please, everybody, we got a regular on the show and a newbie. Please treat them both with the same amount of respect and give it up for Rob Mayer and Eric Woodworth.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Let's meet everybody individually, alphabetically by first name. Hmm. Yeah. It's his first time on the show. Comedian. He's got a podcast himself called Quality Time. Give it up, everybody, for Eric Woodworth.
Hello. Woo! Yeah. It's about movies. You guys would like it, too. I don't like to brag. I have tens of listeners. And did anybody else get nervous when this dude was like, oh, hold on, let me guess the movie she was thinking of. Yeah. Is this guy a ringer? Is this a plant you put in here?
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll
right.
see.
Doug and I go way back.
Yeah, I can see that.
Glad that you dressed up for the night, so that's good. So.
You do look like someone that would look through his trash, for sure. I'm 100% sure of that. I didn't know you wore your dress jorts tonight. That's good.
He's going to totally kill us. You know,
I know
that. We have no chance against
this. This is my only chance! Yeah.
Get him off his game. Make him cry. You can't think of movies when you're crying. Everybody knows that.
Sometimes you have to throw them out of their game so I can succeed.
Also joining us today, he's a regular on this show, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, I think that's
also
fair.
A comedian, also got podcasts and whatnot. It's Rob Mayer, everybody.
Hello. Woo. Good evening, DC Improv.
Frequent collaborator with our friend Dave Koechner, who was how I first met you when you were working with him in Florida and you both came on Doug Loves Movies together.
Yeah.
And so now you're just out there doing... He does these shows where he plays Packer from The Office.
Yeah, we have the Office trivia show with the real Todd Packer, David Koechner.
Is he that horrible of an individual as the Packer from the TV show?
He's actually worse. No, he's a super nice guy, and he points that out constantly. It's like, we get it. Relax, you're not a racist. Okay. No, he's a super nice guy. He's not like Todd Packer or Champ Kine in any way. But no, it's a great show. I would plug it, but we're not doing it here. So anyway, there's a website. You can figure out where it's at coming up in the fall. Never mind. Come to this club only. All right.
There's people listening all over the place.
That's true. You know, just go to, if you go to followrob.com or davidkoechner.com. Hey, we'll be in Hawaii on Saturday if you guys want to come out. Yeah, I don't want to brag.
Well, they won't hear this, though. They won't hear it in time for that plug.
Well, we'll be in Fort Wayne, Indiana. How about
that's
that?
Better. So that's better.
Yeah. The Hawaii of the Midwest, Actually, we were just there, actually. No, we got Philadelphia coming up, Phoenix, Irvine, California. It's all over. Portland, the whole country.
These are all places I've heard of.
Yeah, I mean, they are. Yeah.
That sounds like fun, playing trivia with Koechner and you. And
thank you.
I recommend it. Sight unseen.
Appreciate you, Doug. Thank you.
And also joining us, you may recognize him from having been pulled out of the crowd because of his Zach to the Future name tag. It's Zach Trupp, everybody.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Zach. So how many Doug Loves Movies tapings have you attended?
I think this is my fourth.
Okay. And all here at the DC Improv?
No, I also saw you in New York.
Oh, okay, cool. Gramercy Theater, I assume?
Yep, at Gramercy.
Nice. And what do you do for a living?
I am a very DC job. I'm a lobbyist.
Oh.
Okay.
So you really...
I do.
Interesting.
When you go out on the town at night, you really do just ditch that shirt and tie and jacket. The whole lobbyist outfit is missing on you at this point.
Absolutely.
You go super cash. No one. You're like a secret lobbyist now.
Yeah, you spend the whole day in the suit and tie. You want to ditch it at the end.
Okay. Well, I'd ask you what you lobby for, but I'm afraid of the answer. So,
Trump. You should lobby for changing your last name. I don't know.
It used to be funny. It's not anymore.
Yeah.
So before we start playing the games, as listeners of the show are aware now, I've been doing a segment I call Recommendation Nation, where I ask each of the guests to recommend one movie from a pretty specific category.
Okay.
And, you know, just something that you think, you know, maybe people hadn't heard of or just hasn't gotten around to. And this is in honor of the fact that he is now once again playing himself in another, he's in an actual video horror game called Dead by Daylight. So I'd like you to recommend or tell me your favorite Nicolas Cage film.
Ooh.
I know, a lot of good ones to choose from, but if you know one that's a little more, you know, maybe under-heralded or something, let's start with Zach.
I think Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
I love that movie. It sort of got buried by how excited everybody got about Everything Everywhere All at Once, because I feel like this it's kind of for the same audience, because it's just so clever and fun and weird. But yeah, I really like that movie a lot.
I didn't see it till after. I was planning to see it, and you hyped it up so much, and I was afraid that I wouldn't like it as much as. But I liked it. It was incredible. It's such a good movie. The Pedro Pascal is incredible in it.
He's so funny.
Yeah. So great. Never seen it. Anyway.
Yeah. I really think, you know, part of the stumbling block of that movie was that it is a tough title to remember.
It's also
and say to, like, buy a ticket.
He's also a lot in all the movies he does, and I think people saw it as Nick Cage playing Nick Cage, and some people weren't in for the ride.
Yeah. Well, it's not like he just does any movie. You know?
True.
I'm a working actor, so I work. He really is on the record. Like, that's why he's in so many movies that are questionable, is because he really just rolls the dice and goes to work. Like, he doesn't want time off. So that's why he's in.
He hates his family.
That's why he's in. No, and that's the other thing. I've seen him with his family, and they look like the most loving, wonderful brood.
Yeah, until just as soon as that camera clicks, and then I feel like those faces turn to frowns.
Yeah. Maybe he's got it figured out. Maybe that's the secret. Just take every job and just keep making money.
Yeah.
And have fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and people are reaching out to him with interesting things. Like, I didn't like the fact that in Wally's Wonderland that he, you know, it's a silent role. He never speaks. He just fights animatronic animals. And, you know, it's kind of fun, but it's also like, damn, Nick Cage, like him not speaking. It's really one of the things I enjoy about him is the way he speaks and the weird shit he says. Yeah. You know, he's not going to say, if you can't say anything, you're not going to get lines like, what in Zeus's butthole?
Yeah.
What in the name of Zeus's butthole? I've never understood what Zeus's butthole has to do with anything. That's another thing I saw him explain recently is that in movies that are like PG-13 where you can't drop F-bomb, you can only get one F-bomb in. He likes to just make up things that sound dirty and then aren't. And I guess Zeus's butthole does sound pretty awful.
Yeah.
Or, I don't or magical. You never know.
When I don't want to say fuck, I say Zeus's butthole. Yeah. So Zeus's butthole off.
I definitely wouldn't eat there again.
A great suggestion, Zach. You're doing great so far.
Yeah.
It's good.
Eric's doing okay. What do you think, Eric? What do you...
Better than I thought, actually. So.
Well, I think... my personal favorite Nicolas Cage movie is Mandy. Came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I love that to death. I didn't know I needed Nicolas Cage in underwear, tighty whities, chugging vodka, and screaming at my face, but it's all I think about every day.
I actually knew you needed that.
Yes, so. I did. I were like, Eric, take down the pictures. We have guests coming. I'm like, I won't take them down. People need to see these. And either that or his best movie, personally, is Adaptation. I mean, Adaptation is...
Whoa. Cage's slow down.
Strongest
slow down.
Acting role.
One movie.
Okay. Yeah.
You know had to rules, pick one, dude. And you started with the one that I'm going to take.
I'll go with. Okay.
I'm going with Mandy because I already wrote it down.
Okay,
everything.
I'll take Adaptation then.
Oh no! You know what? I'll take Mandy. Everything what he said. Yeah. No, clearly his best movie is Con Air. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
That is.
It's the best cast. I mean, everyone's in that thing.
Yeah, that is
it
a really.
It doesn't get old.
That is a really good
it's a
one.
A good ending. Everyone wins.
Yeah,
it's supposed to.
But see, that's why Nicolas Cage has this. reputation, because there's people out there, believe it or not, that think Mandy and Con Air are bad movies.
What?
Well, they're bad people.
Right? I mean, they're pretty stupid. But the point is,
they're enjoyable.
But that's the thing, though.
Entertaining.
But the next Nick Cage movie, you will sit here and say that fucking sucked.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's another weird movie. Like, he just makes weird movies that you gotta, like, you know, it's gotta hit your wavelength, you know. But that's part of the fun, is that. You know, every other one is a real risky ticket purchase.
He has one of the most eclectic careers. Catalog, wouldn't
absolutely.
You say?
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to get serious for 30 minutes here. Yeah. Just really dig into Nick Cage.
Everybody curb the laughter for a couple minutes. I'm just
Who
here to talk about
these days?
Raising Arizona for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. We'll be in Phoenix, me and Keckner in June. Late June, check it out. CB Live.
All right, while you guys stall, I'm going to go ahead and go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back! All right, so Rob Mayer is going to be playing for, she was just up here, Rebecca Rue Banzai.
Rebecca.
And Eric is playing for good old D. Air Eck. A Ben Affleck film. And Anjani's name tag says Jumanjani. Hey! I did as good as I could with that one.
And, you nailed it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Let's look at what's in the prize bag, shall we? It's a lot of stuff. I went to see a motion picture about wild horses and, you know, the plight that they have in North America, because they just keep, the government keeps rounding them up and just killing them or putting them in pens instead of letting them run free. So it's a whole documentary about that, so check it out if you can. And they gave me some stuff, including a nice little bracelet that probably has a horsey on it. I'm guessing, because they also gave me a magazine called Calling All Horse Girls.
Oh, nice. Jackpot.
Yeah. They want all the horse girls to, you know, help get the word out, like call their congressman and say, stop fucking with the horses.
Any horse girls in the building? All right, who knew in Washington, D.C.?
You don't have to pull the crowd at all during the show. I'll run this thing.
I'll stop talking.
Okay, so I was just at Magoobie's outside Baltimore and picked up a magazine in the hotel room called Visit Baltimore. Visit Baltimore magazine.
Is there a question mark at the end?
From my friends.
There should be.
Oh, here's this. Also, this is a wristband, a rubber wristband that's also about saving the horses. And then this is from my friends at Hemper. They're a monthly cannabis box company. They gave me some of these. They're called glass hitters. It's a little glass pipe that you can hit and quit. Ooh, I was just at the Comedy Connection, another great club, and they gave me a thing to write jokes in. I think that was a subtle hint from them. And then And then we got some Douglas movie stickers and a Doug Benson pin. All of that is going to one lucky individual tonight. And then what they do with it is their business. You know, I have seen some of the items in the garbage right outside the club. So I'll just tell you, that does hurt my feelings. All right. Let's play some games. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Decided to bring back an audience favorite for this one. Mm. People have been requesting it. It's a little something called Purple Rain Man. I like that. That's real natural sounding, mm-hmm. that response. Here's how Purple Rain Man works. It's you're trying to guess. Only the folks on stage get a guess. You're trying to guess, Marty. What the mashup title I'm driving at is. I'm going to tell you in order. The first part of the title will be the first name, and the second part will be the second name. I'll say the third billed people in the two movies, then I'll say the second billed people in the two movies, and then the top billed people in the two movies. But through the whole process, you can guess as often as you like.
Got it.
But it's got to be a mashup title. Includes two movie titles that share a word or a syllable or something, so that they mash up nicely, like kind of like Jumanji Anji.
Well done, Doug.
Jumanji. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I can do this. Mm-hmm. All right, are you ready, fellas?
Yes, we all just shout out whenever we have an answer.
Yeah, just whenever you think you know it, just shout it. Whenever Zach knows that he's going to shout
it out. I believe it.
Yeah,
too much pressure.
Zach, what is he thinking?
All right, so third build are Dwayne Johnson and Jeffrey Arend. Big name and another name. So you got to think of movies Dwayne Johnson would be third billed in, and then wonder who Jeffrey Arend is.
That's what I'm doing.
Here's the second billed people. Paul Walker and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. So Dwayne Johnson and Paul Walker in one movie.
Fast Night Rises.
Jeffrey Arend, Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the other. I'll say yes if you get it correct. Ready for top build?
Yes.
Vin Diesel and Zooey Deschanel. See, this is why this game's an audience favorite, but not a player favorite.
No. Hey, let's just feel stupid for 5 minutes.
The Fast and the Fury Inception.
Fast 500 Days of Summer.
That is correct! Ah!
Fucking Trump. Yeah.
Fuck Trump!
Yeah.
Look, if I had a nickel for every time someone said that.
God.
You'd have so many Trumpin' nickels. Great job, Zach. Yeah, that's a tough game. It's especially with so many Fast and Furious movies to choose from. Mm. But he figured it out. Fast 500 Days of Summer. And that means that he gets to go first in our next game. That's all he wins for doing that.
Yeah. And, way to win the game that didn't matter.
Yeah. I know he does get to go first. Some would say that's it's some sort of advantage. I don't know if it is. But this next game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? So we'll start with Zach, and then we'll go to Eric, and then to Rob. And here's the idea of this game. I'll tell you a tagline that was used to advertise on, like, the poster or in ads or something for a motion picture. You know, hopefully not too obscure a movie, but also not necessarily the most known ones. And you just have to guess. And this isn't easy, but there is a theme that could help you along the way. After we've done a few of them, you might get an idea where this is going, and it might make it easier to figure it out. But also, some of the taglines do describe what happens in the movie, so you might just recognize it. Ready, Zach?
Ready.
All right. Here's the first one. As soon as I can find it on my paper, scribbled with stuff. Here, the tagline is simply, "Darkness falls soon." Zach, what movie from all movies ever made do you think they'd say, "Darkness falls soon"?
The Mummy Returns.
Great guess, incorrect. We go to Eric.
Darkness falls soon.
If repeating it back was this game.
Crushing it.
You nailed!
Would that be... is that the O.J. Simpson story? This is... no, I'm gonna get.
No,
no, it's not.
Wait, take firm my no. Go.
Firm no on that one.
Can I go? Is it the movie Pitch Black?
Oh, that's a terrific guess, but also not correct.
I didn't think so.
But that was it was good. What do you think, Rob?
Fright Night.
Another terrific guess that could absolutely be Fright Night, but it's actually a motion picture that was the aforementioned Roger Ebert is one of his favorite movies. He loved it. It's called Dark City.
Oh, I like Dark City.
Yeah, Dark City. You like that?
It is a good movie.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. So, but you know, darkness falls in a lot of movies. So we'll go back to Zach and start all over again. See if you can figure out this one now. Also. There's a theme in play here that Dark City is one of the things playing into the theme. Zach, sometimes an accident can be an unhappy woman's best friend. Sometimes an accident can be an unhappy woman's best friend.
This is not an O.J. Simpson story. That very clear.
Knocked up?
Wait a second. Let me read this again. Sometimes an accident. Okay, sure. Can be an unhappy woman. Well, I don't know. She was. She seemed all right. She seemed happy. Best friend. No. Eric?
Okay. So sometimes... Okay. Not going to repeat the whole thing back. Yeah. It's not what I'm going to do. I'll just say the brain words in my head.
Sometimes an accident can be an unhappy woman's best friend. Hello, best friend.
Is it The Omen?
Oh, man. Rob?
Rosemary's Baby.
No more guesses.
I'm going with the theme, New Jack City.
Oh. That's not... Cities.
Yeah.
I get it.
What I went for. That's when you don't have an answer. You try to get a laugh, and that didn't even work.
No.
All right, so... 0-2 on that.
I guess that is essentially the plot of the movie based on a Stephen King thing called Dolores Claiborne.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie well enough to know that that's what... I don't know who the unhappy woman's best friend is.
Yeah,
Jennifer Jason Leigh is in it.
And she's nobody's best friend.
Yeah. All right, so we're back to Zach. Nobody's on the board yet.
Hey, Jennifer Jason Leigh crowd.
But, you know.
Classic DC.
Try to think about what Dark City and Dolores Claiborne might have in common and don't say it out loud. Zach, this next one is dealer, snitch, junkie, hustler. And each one of those words has a period after it. And then they stopped when they got to a bitch and a lover.
Totally random guess. Blow?
Oh, great guess. No. Eric.
Can you repeat it?
I thought you repeat them.
Yeah, I thought you were going to repeat it. Dealer, period. Snitch, period. Junkie, period. Hustler, period.
Can I have the country of origin?
You know what? I'm just going to give you a blanket answer. That all of these are U.S.
Okay. Oh, ooh, that helped right. a lot. Yeah.
All right, let me just throw this out here. I just like this movie, and it feels like it fits this one. How about the movie Wonderland?
Oh, another great answer. Like, that could be it, but no. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. What do you think it is, Rob?
This is also my ability to get this right. Less than zero. So.
Yeah, that seems... That describes the plot of that movie, I think, a little bit, but... It's not that either. Mm. It's a motion picture from 1992 with Lawrence Fishburne and Jeff Goldblum called Deep Cover.
Ah, that's a good movie.
Deep Cover. All right, Zach, this is your chance, man. You could really take this home right now. This is the last one. If you get this one right, you win this game. If you don't, Eric and Rob get a shot at it.
Yes.
You notice I said Rob quickly after Eric.
Yes. Sorry, Rebecca Megan.
You called her Megan during the commercial break. That callback doesn't make sense.
Hey, that's who you get for not showing up in person. Get on a plane, people. It's worth it. All right.
All right. So we start with you, Zach, but let me recap once again. Dark City, Dolores Claiborne, and Deep Cover are the answers so far. Let the wackiest cab company in town take you for a ride.
I can't think of the movie, but I can picture the poster.
Oh.
You can't draw your answer, Zach.
Do I hear it again?
Please.
Let the wackiest cab company in town take you for a ride.
I can't think of it, so Herbie Fully Loaded.
One of the greatest titles of all time, yeah. Right? Because the adults love it, but the children don't know why. I just picture Herbie just pouring booze into Herbie's gas tank. I'm all fucked up. That movie, like, Michael Keaton's in that, I think. Anyway, all right. Eric?
Yes.
Do you have a guess?
A lot of car movies to choose out there. There's this one has to do with, it's not the Uber movie.
It's amazing to get inside how your mind works. It's fascinating.
I mean, listen, if I was going for a wacky ride, this has to be the movie Taxi Driver, yes?
All right.
That is a really wacky ride.
It's really?
I thought you were going to say Taxi with Jimmy Fallon, but I've said too much. Rob?
I'm assuming we have a starts with a D theme, and I'm assuming the city we're in. I'm going to say DC Cab.
That is correct.
Thank
that
you.
That is
Thank
the correct you. Answer.
Yes. You're welcome.
They don't just begin with D, Rob. They all begin, first word D, second word C.
Oh.
There
oh.
is a whole DC in that last one.
I didn't even need that part.
Yeah.
Very clever, Doug. Or is it Doug Kenson?
Taxi Driver.
The other movies that didn't make it, because I researched every movie that are two words with DC, and there was Dr. Cyclops.
Okay.
I didn't put that one in there. And then... Oh,
Dirk Clig... No.
No. But there was only a couple a more. There's not too many two-word titles that are begin with D and C.
Dreamcatcher.
That's one word, I think.
I'm not good at English.
It could be two words, though. You know, like the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks is cast away.
Yeah.
Most people would think it's just the one word because they say it so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I only mentioned Dreamcatcher, and I take a good breath in between them. Dream. Catcher.
That was worth it.
We'll do some more of those during the break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back! Woo! Okay, it's time to play a game that's going to determine our winner today. And, you know, Zach has proven to be formidable.
Mm-hmm. Barely.
Barely. He's formidable-esque. Formidable adjacent. Mm-hmm. And Rob won that last game, though. So, yeah.
Thank you, three people. All right.
This isn't Jeopardy with a goddamn runaway where you don't even have to watch final. This next game is going to determine it all. Rob, you're going to get to go first.
All right.
Then we're going to go to Eric, then to Zach, then to me. What? What? I play along on this game. It's something I call super last person standing.
Good energy.
Yeah, that was a mime I used to do when I was in mime school. I'm on a roller coaster. Okay, so...
I thought we were at King's Dominion suddenly. Wow. Local reference, hey.
Nope, just I'm just sitting over here in my own Hershey Park. That's right, I shit myself.
Well, hopefully you don't show anybody your bush garden. Yikes.
All right, so normally we get the name of an actor or actress like you saw played this evening expertly by Zach. He stayed in long enough to not even have to have the last answer, mm-hmm. and it worked out great for him. And but now... Rob's playing for Rebecca, so she could still win the prize bag. And Zach, you don't win anything really if you win today, other than just the pride of a job well done.
It's good enough for me,
right? Yeah, you could probably get out there and really, tell people in the world of real estate. Yeah. Not only am I a good lobbyist, I'm a podcast champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm still rooting for Eric to pull this one out, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you show up, Eric?
Yeah.
We started an hour ago, dude. Come on. Yeah.
My wife waited for me to pull out. We got two kids.
At the same time?
Yeah. We abducted them. They'll get in any van. All right.
All right.
So...
You want a picture?
Where did you teach them to have such a love of vans? Did you show them a lot of Chris Farley sketches?
You're going to be living in, Dad, I found a van to live in. Just like you've been telling me all these years.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. The new version of this game that I'm very excited about is where the people who are your, that you're playing on behalf mm-hmm. of, they get to pick the names of the three actors that we are going to take turns naming movies that they were in until, there's one last one of us. I mean, we're all sitting down, but the last one standing. So, and so you can be real strategic about it if someone's playing for you and name an actor that you think will help or hurt the other players, or help your player or hurt the others. I don't know. I don't know how well you know these guys. but let's...
We go way back.
Yeah. But with no, you know, no coaching from everybody on stage, they just have to say a name, and then that we're going to lock it in. That's going to be one of the names we use. So where's your person, Zach?
Manjani?
Oh, there she is right there. Yeah, that's right. Anjani. What actor or actress do you think... Will you choose? Oh, Robin Williams. That is, we're going to be here for a while.
Okay.
That's a real, wow. Okay. He's been in some movies. All right. And then.
I got Derek. Don't fuck
me. Eric, what, who would you like? What actress, actor?
The Rock.
So it's only movies where he was listed as The Rock? Or do Dwayne Johnson movies count as well? Because he transitioned. Oh, God. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. All right. And where's Rob's person?
Stage left.
Oh, yeah. Rebecca.
Sam Rockwell.
Sammy Rockwell. That's an interesting one. That's fun. All right. So we got the films. Now, you don't have to name the ones of the one your person named.
Thank God.
You can... Yeah. Yeah, you're not stuck with just Sam Rockwell.
Thought she was doing a rock theme.
Yeah.
Rock Hudson, The Rock, Sam Rockwell.
Nobody said Rock Hudson, all right? Let's be clear about that.
Damn it, because I studied up on him before the show.
No, this is just Sam Rockwell, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Robin The Rock Williams. I love just...
It's a different kind of rock.
Did you see his sitcom Rock and Rocky?
Yeah.
All right. So it's those three actors. You can name any movie from any of them when it's your turn, but... Quid pro quo, you do have a lifeline. You can go to your name tag one time to ask them for help. And, you know, I say the earlier the better, because the longer you wait, the more likely they are to not have a title as well. But, you know, you play your own game. You do it how you want to do it. Who did I say was going to... Oh, Rob. Rob's starting. Go ahead, Rob.
Good Morning, Vietnam.
Is... Robin Williams.
Hook.
Oh, also Robin Williams.
Good Will Hunting.
Also Robin Williams. 1 hour photo. Robin Williams. Zach.
I think it's me.
What? Yeah. What happened? Did I skip you?
No.
No, it went to him, to you, and then...
Does it back to me?
When was my turn?
Didn't you just say went.
I thought you
literally just.
I was
said
looking
one
at the paper. Oh, you're next.
1 hour
Rob.
Photo.
Okay, go
that
ahead,
was
Rob.
Your answer, right?
Yeah, you're next, Rob.
All right. Somebody.
You skipped yourself.
I want Zach to win.
So do I. Yeah.
You guys got eliminated. I'm very sorry.
Right. Jumanji.
Oh, of course.
Oh.
You can't. You gotta.
The Birdcage.
Aladdin.
Wait, slow down. Oh, yeah, Robin Williams is in The Birdcage. He's also in Aladdin. Wait, you guys are just going to do all the Robin Williams Patch Adams.
The World According to Garp, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Solid one.
Sam Rockwell.
I'll go with, how about the movie Doom?
Oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Okay.
Fern Gully.
What?
Fern Gully.
Oh, that's Robin Williams, too?
Show off.
I mean, this is just amazing that he's up here and, like, it's just what dreams may come.
Jumanji 2?
What are you doing, Rob?
That's not a movie, right? She said it is.
That's
she's
for
smart.
The,
not, no,
I'm pretty sure that's
first
for the
of
Rock.
All,
she's a Jumanji lobbyist.
I'm the only judge of these things. If I'm wrong, you can call the corrections department later. Because every time an audience member thinks something's wrong, they're not right either a lot of the time. So it just becomes a weird argument. But anyway, I don't believe that. I think what she's responding to is that there's more Jumanji movies.
Right.
But Robin Williams is not in them. They've been made since he died. Oh, The Rock is in. You have to say the exact title. You can't just say Jumanji 2.
Well, okay.
See, if you just all let me work through this. Yes.
Insomnia.
Yes. Very good.
I, Mrs. Doubtfire, think you didn't know what you're talking about.
Bicentennial Man?
Yes. Mm. Shakes the Clown.
Ooh! Ooh! Fast Five.
Mm-hmm. We learned that this evening.
Yes, yes.
How about The Rundown with The Rock?
Yes.
There you go.
Christopher Walken, that's a good one.
The Tooth Fairy?
Yes. Mm. God damn, The Rock's been in a lot of movies.
Great movies.
He's like a Scorpion King. Comma the... yeah, tap dance your way through this.
Was that a hint? Are you
no?
Okay,
you're just
which tap dancing movie is The Rock in? The Rock and Gregory Hines and
you know, we haven't done any Sam Rockwells.
Yeah, we haven't.
Yeah,
yes.
Just paint a Rockwell.
Right, I'm blanking on the Rockwell.
For reals?
Yes, for reals. So
do you want to go to your lifeline?
Lifeline me there.
Yeah, maybe give him a Rockwell.
Yeah.
Get some Rockwell action.
Get me one started.
Jojo Rabbit?
Jojo Rabbit,
of course.
That'll inspire
yes.
me.
He's great in that. All right.
I like the thing I like most about Jojo Rabbit is how he continued walking tall.
Oh, sorry, nice.
All right.
Yeah. Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah. Wait, can I? Okay. all right, so it's my turn again. Popeye.
I'm so bad at this. All right.
All right, you used your lifeline.
Yeah, I did. So I did.
Take your 50-50.
There's no...
I don't think... It's really here for the
Do you think
drink.
Koechner would answer the phone if you called him right now?
He would, actually.
Look, ask him.
Ask him. Yeah.
Yeah. Celebrity lifeline. Celebrity right. lifeline.
Do this. We will call...
All right, let's take an audience poll. How many people think Koechner's going to fuck him right now and not answer? Show of hands. Oh, they believe it.
Okay, here we go.
Calling David Koechner.
I'm betting he doesn't answer.
Hey, Dave. Dave, I'm doing Doug Love Movies here at the DC Improv with Doug Benson. I need your help.
I love Doug.
Yeah. Good start. That wasn't the question. That was, do you know Doug? I need a Sam Rockwell movie or a The Rock or Robin Williams movie that's not obvious.
That's not obvious. Like,
because we've gone through a lot of the obvious ones. We need more. Give me a Sam Rockwell movie because we haven't really.
Okay,
Matchstick Men.
Solid. Matchstick Men. Yay!
Thank you. You're my hero.
And now what?
Okay, I'll tell you what happens. We go one more round, then I'm out. And, yeah, and the prize is nothing. So this couldn't have meant less, but thank you. I appreciate you. So say hi to the DC Improv.
Dave Koechner, everybody.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
I'll see you Friday.
See you, dude. Bye.
Well, I can't hear you.
You have to keep talking to him.
Bye. All right.
Call him later. Tell him you're busy doing a podcast.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
Can we each call Dave Koechner now?
You can. Yes. Yes.
No, Zach, Rob is already on to me. I allowed that celebrity phone call to happen because Rob's not winning this game.
No chance. No chance.
There's no way it's going to get...
I'm going to just call random people in the phone book. Domino's Pizza? Yeah. Do you know Sam Rockwell movies? All right.
Okay, Eric.
Ooh, okay, I'm back again. Here we are. Sam Rockwell movies. The movie Choke.
Nice.
Choke.
Yes. Great movie. Mr. Right.
Oh, another Sammy Rockwell. God, it was funny. I was driving the other day, and I saw ads for several Sam Rockwell movies on three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yes! That's the one I was thinking of, and I didn't get it, so I'm just going to bow out, but thank you. I'm sorry, Rebecca. You deserve better tonight. I'd say I'd make it up to you, but I won't, actually. So,
did you see those three billboards after you drove past the Green Mile?
Oh, nice.
No, I was too busy looking up at the moon.
What were you on, some sort of galaxy quest?
Oh, shit! Oh!
God, once you're the dead weight was out, this game took up it up a notch. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not just like one of the other guys.
Let's make this fast 10.
Oh. Fast X. Comes out Friday. I'll accept it.
Thank you.
It's not like the mummy's going to return.
You know, Eric, I don't like to give out any other awards besides, you know, who the winner is today, but today I would like to call you the world's greatest dad.
Oh, wow. Oh, I know three people that beg to differ. So. He has a wife and two kids. That's the three. Anyway, did the math.
I don't know. I remember it when I was just a small Aladdin.
we already said Aladdin.
Did we say Aladdin too? Because he wasn't in that. How about, whoa, there's another one.
Oh, you also have your lifeline too, Eric.
Oh, I have a lifeline. All right, sweet. I'm going to call in my lifeline, Eric. Derek, get up here. What do we got? Give me. Flubber.
Flubber.
My God.
Lifeline.
Oh, wait, slow down. Zach had to go to his lifeline. This is exciting. And she said.
Moana.
Nice.
Ooh. Thank you.
Very good. All right. I'm going to go with... I should do another Sam Rockwell, I think, if I can think of one quick enough. Because it's not fair to take a lot of time just because I'm the host.
Oh. I think you're allowed.
What? Okay. In that case, I will. Let's go with, Doug, come on, think of something. Be cool. I love that applause was like, a lot of people don't know what just happened. But The Rock is in Be Cool, the sequel to Get Shorty. Yeah.
duh.
Sam Rockwell is President Bush and Vice President, yes? Is that it? I knew that. Vice, just called Vice. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Nice. Woo! Zach.
Woo!
Jumanji, the next level.
I think so.
Jumanji 2. Thank you.
Yeah.
I got to thank Eric for the assist on reminding me that he played W. Didn't they do a whole movie about W?
They did. Yeah. The one. Is that your guess right there?
Yeah. <Let's kill
it>. I like that one. Okay. The Rock, Sam Rockwell, or a deep Robin Williams cut. What do I go with?
It's also The Rock, you know.
And there is The Rock. I already did Walking Tall in the Rundown. And I already used my hardest one, Doom. Which I didn't think anyone would fucking guess.
Yeah, wait.
Do you have any more ready to go, Zach?
I think of it. One more.
Oh, Eric,
so I have
pressure,
to get this.
Eric. You have to deliver.
I have to get this.
You have to say one.
Does WrestleMania 20 count? Because I got like 15 more.
Monday Night Raw, June 3rd, 2001. I'll keep going, motherfuckers. Sam Rockwell was on that episode.
Skyscraper!
Skyscraper! What the hell?
Fuck!
Unbelievable. Zach?
Fate of the Furious?
Sure. Yeah, he's in that. Absolutely.
Is that
absolutely.
Even a movie? You're just making up words and putting them together.
Doug and I planned this before.
God yeah. damn it.
Hey, hey, it's like not it's my fault, San Andreas. Back to you, Eric.
Fuck it, shitballs.
Was he in that? okay, wait. No, I know another one.
You gotta
right
know
it's
another
fucking
one.
Deep in me.
You got it.
Robin Williams.
Sam
Holy
Rockwell.
Shit. He was in
I feel
so
like he's such
an
untapped thing.
Yeah.
I did this, and then he's in that. Mm-hmm. What's the one where he has the teeth thing?
Right? Yeah, if only you knew
DC
what that was
Cat.
Called.
Yeah,
no.
DC
Cat. Not that. Motherfucker.
Remember? No, Robin Williams was in a fucking great movie, and you guys are all going to know this one.
Okay.
You sold
Mork
that.
And Cindy.
You can't just stall by making noises.
That's a part of the title. This is... Good morning.
Mork and Mindy the movie.
Mork and Mindy.
You're out.
You're out.
You're out. Yeah. Zach.
Black Adam.
Oh, that's a good one. Just happened. I'm glad that everybody came here tonight instead of spending a night at the museum.
Oh!
Boom.
We could just hop over there for a Night of the Museum 2 Battle of the Smithsonian.
Whoa. Somebody lives in D.C. All right.
Or we could go over to Night of the Museum 3. Don't know what the fuck the subtitle is. I always get tripped up by that one. I can never remember that one. But anyway, Zach is our winner.
Zach. Well done.
Good job, sir.
Zach, you did it. That means since you won, we get to give the prize bag to the person you were playing on behalf of. Congratulations. I think you're really gonna like that bracelet that's in there. It's in a nice box, and I think that bracelet retails for, more than you'd spend on that bracelet. But help the wild horses, everybody. And, Zach, you're going to go first in the doing your plugs. What have you got to plug? What?
Give us a new listing, Zach.
Is there anybody, do you know anybody that listens to the show you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Say a shout out to Bridget, the person I usually come to the show with.
Oh, okay.
And what happened? You want to talk about it?
To Doug Loves Minis.
Oh my!
I would love to hear those come back.
Oh my God! It was just me babbling for a few minutes on a fairly regular basis, but I'm glad you liked it, and I'm bringing it back just for you, Zach.
Yeah!
Hell yeah!
Awesome!
Smart move, plugging it on his own show.
We'll see. Hey, do you have social media, Zach?
I don't.
And you don't want to?
No.
Okay.
All right. Respect that, yeah.
I would think a good lobbyist would have an Instagram, but...
He's busy trying to sell condos to Blackwater. Guys, relax. We get it.
It's my business, damn it.
It's affordable. You'll never own it, though.
Eric Woodworth, you did an amazing job tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Good job, Eric.
So much fun to have you. Hope you do it again sometime. What would you like to plug?
You can find all things Eric Comedy at ericcomedy.com. It's Eric with a K, comedy with a C, because I spell my name with the K. But yeah, check all that shit out. I do a movie.
Yeah, and you can't spell comedy with a K, because then you got two K's and you're starting to head towards trouble.
Right. And I work.
The Eric Comedy Caravan.
Yeah.
What? Just
if
happened.
You become an Eric Comedy Caravan member, we give you a free uniform to wear, everything.
All right, well, you're doing so well. Just stop
Jesus.
Right there.
Just,
masks are important.
To the line. To the line.
I'm now only working in the rural improvs.
Manassas Improv. Check us out.
Check us out. Eric Comedy isn't the link to all my bullshit. Follow me. That would help, you know. I have a wonderful podcast called Quality Time where we talk about horror and action movies with my brother who just had a stroke. He can barely talk, and I refuse to stop doing the podcast with him. He's gotten better.
It's very
and
literally
he's,
true.
He like messaged me the other day. He was like, I was listening back to January. Jesus, I sounded bad. I was like, I know. You sounded like you had a stroke 2 months ago. Because you did. And but I do love him. He's covered in plaque psoriasis. You'll love the show. Check it out. Me, him, and the sweet Ashley Pontius. She's very funny.
Right on.
Your brother also plays Pogo the Clown in several.
So
he's in a movie called Baby Eater.
Yeah, he's working on. He's also in The Killer Clown Meets the Candyman, which he won Best Actor at the New Jersey Horror Con in like 2018.
Yeah,
so
it's a big deal.
I'm kind of from a famous family.
Yeah. You're like the Baldwins.
Yeah. So.
I can't believe you're a goddamn Nepo baby. Rob Mayer, what are you up to, buddy?
Again, I'm touring with David Koechner. We're all out there, all around the country. Also, my murder mission company, Dialect Productions, we do shows here quarterly. Eric is a part of the show.
I am.
We'll be back here for Halloween. It's a Halloween-themed show at Christmas. It'll be on the website soon, dcimprov.com. Also, just go to followrob.com. Has my link tree to the podcast, DOP Agenda. All the show calendar, the murder mystery, all the good stuff, Instagram, all the ways to follow me, followrob.com.
Yeah, it's probably better you follow Rob than me, if I'm being honest.
Much better. Thank you, guys.
Doug Loves Movies is back in San Diego at the American Comedy Company on Wednesday, July 19th, opening night of Comic-Con, so that's always a really fun one. Thank you once again to the DC Improv for giving me a place to play. And to this audience who has been amazing, I doubted some of you. Unfair. I treated people unfairly. I judged. Shouldn't judge anyone. Thank you for everybody being here. Oh, and let's hear it for David Sanborn's dad, Martin Sanborn.
Marty!
Good old Marty. People would say to him, when you'd say, I'm Martin Sanborn, they'd say, any relation to David Sanborn? And he'd always go, no. And so then when he had a kid, he named him David Sanborn.
Yeah.
So then he could just say yes when people ask that goddamn question. And then the follow-up question about saxophones or whatever, then he has to say, not that David Sanborn.
At least he wasn't Marty Duke. Marty Koresh?
Let's hear one more time for Zach Trupp.
Zach.
Eric Woodworth. Rob Mayer.
And Doug Benson.
Oh, stop it.
Give it up for Doug.
Okay, get ready with the theme song because this is a short one. As always, yeah.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.